My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The American men won gold in 1984, the Olympics.
Okay, I was two. That's why I wasn't familiar with these
guys. So Mitch Gaylor is my age.
Okay.
And I believe that was also... Did the Russians boycott that?
Did the Russians boycott the 84 Olympics?
Right, and when it, like, the Russians aren't involved in this Olympics.
No, they're not. They're banned for the PED stuff, right?
Well, they're banned because they're in a war right now.
I thought it was also the PED.
But I also believe that, you know, invading Ukraine had something to do with this.
Oh, did it? That would make sense.
You're not allowed to show up if you're invading another country.
That's true. It's fair. You can understand why they'd be frozen out in that spot.
So, I mean, like, they are usually very talented in the Summer Olympics.
Wasn't that Ben Stiller's name in the movie, Gaylord Fokker?
Yes, yes.
He was a Gaylord.
Yeah, but this is Mitch Gaylord.
This is Mitch Gaylord.
Got it.
So these guys are hammering me with Russian Olympic facts in my ear. So, 1984, the Russians did not participate.
Right.
So you're right about that.
Yes.
And then Zoo is telling me there's a couple of Russian tennis players that are participating.
As in the mix.
How are they allowed?
They're competing under no banner, under no flag.
Okay.
The IOC banner.
The IOC banner. Okay. Well, there you go.
I thought the Olympics was supposed to be about country, though.
Well, it is, unless you invade another one.
But how? Okay.
So what happens if they win?
Right.
What song do they play?
No, they don't.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you know any of those famous male gymnasts we were talking about, Jerry? Because I never heard of any of them.
No.
Mitch Gaylord, Paul Hamm.
Bart Connor. You know Bart Connor.
Bart Connor.
No, I don't.
What was that other guy? Tippett? Snippet?
Daggett, was it?
Daggett?
Nope.
Daggett?
I'm not the person to go to for Olympic knowledge. I have none.
Yeah, but I mean, I bet you could name some female gymnasts.
US. Mary Lou Retton.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, but she, yeah.
But
became a household name, though.
But Simone Biles, he's got something on his computer. It's funny. Simone Biles, obviously.
Yeah, but again, she kind of transcended the sport, became bigger than the sport.
But that was my point.
Right, well, none of the names she gave me were bigger than the sport.
Right, I mean, but we've got a rich history in female gymnastics, and we kind of stink in male gymnastics, is basically what I'm saying. But they did medal this year.
They don't stink.
Now they stink.
Harsh.
I mean, they compared to what the women do.
That's the problem.
I'm going to sit here and sit in judgment of a guy that's on the rings of the parallel bars. Are you kidding?
But why is that any different than we kill professional players everywhere?
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm sure when you were 3-13, we were killing you.
I'm not killing athletes who spend their whole life. And
see, you're looking at it killing them. What I'm doing is propping up the women. That's what I'm doing. I'm saying this is how great U.S. women gymnastics have been.
He was doing by comparison.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you always look at the glass half empty.
No, I don't.
I'm talking about the greatness of the U.S. women's
gymnastics. Yeah, but you used the word stink when it came to men.
In comparison to the women.
But I'm not going to say anybody stinks when they put so much into this particular moment. And by the way, this is just one moment of their careers. There's world championships. There's national championships. There's all sorts of things that they have to go through before they get there.
Yeah.
And you got to appreciate the journey and respect the journey.
What about the journey of baseball players and football players? Yet we say they stink all the time.
They get paid a gazillion dollars.
So what?
Different story.
They're still working their ass off, and they're still
They're getting paid so much money, and baseball players, basketball players have guaranteed contracts for hundreds of millions.
So it is about the money.
In a lot of ways, it is, yes. Yeah. I mean, if you're going to come to New York and you're going to accept, like, if you're Tua Tagovailoa and you're going to get $55 million a year, guess what's coming along with that? If you're Daniel Jones and you're going to get $82 million guaranteed, what's coming along with that?
He stinks!
Expectations.
Mm.
And those expectations are the pressure and the ability to deal with that anxiety and pressure. And these kids that end up doing these particular sports, now they're finally getting paid for it. And they're in every commercial, by the way.
Listen, all I'm trying to say is U.S. women did an amazing job.
And don't say the men stink.
Well, in comparison.
You said they stink.
In comparison
that's
to what
you
we've done,
said. And that's what I'm reacting to, the word stink.
Over the years.
If you don't say stink, we don't have a problem.
I mean, we need to hear these guys.
I know these guys.
You don't know those guys.
I know these guys.
You don't know. So you have, what do you got over there? A list of male gymnasts?
The seven greatest rings male gymnasts of all time. And number seven is Dongs.
Number seven, Dong Zhen.
Right, he's Chinese.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.